What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Ben McLennan, the man, the myth, the legend.
Good to be here. I wasn't prepared to be called a myth or a legend, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm real.
No one is.
Nah, good to be here, boys.
Yeah.
How you guys going?
No fucking good, mate.
No fucking good?
No, my missus got fucking spiked at the hammo last night, so that's great.
Shit.
Yeah, she got done with some, not like the tranquilizing ones, like the uppers. So she's been awake for fucking the last 24 hours.
Nice.
And so have I.
Yeah, right.
Fucking dying over here. So if I'm quiet, that's why. Just over here fuming.
That's right. Me and Ben will carry it.
Yep. You boys go. I'm going to sit here and plot fucking death upon cunts.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, we want to hear about your gigs later, though, so fucking...
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
That'll really perk me up, talking about how I've eaten shit.
I don't give a fuck how you feel. I just want to know your
gigs. How were the gigs?
Oh, fuck. How things been with you, man? Preparing, getting ready. It's Mad Dog's opening for Butsy.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could just write something new, fucking, that was half decent. But yeah, no, I'm pretty keen, man. I kind of know what I'm going to do. Like, I get 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I asked him if I could have 10. He said, yeah. So, yeah. And I've got my cards made up ready to go. So hopefully I can grab some followers from all these towns and whatnot. So I can hopefully go there next year and.
Don't worry, mate. We'll get you some followers off this podcast.
Yeah.
All 50 of them.
All 50. Still got 50 listeners.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many are comics?
All of them.
But we love every one of you.
We run the underground comedy scene in Newcastle podcasting, and fuck those other dogs.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want on this one.
Yeah.
Release the Bentley tapes, cunt.
Yeah, release the Bentley tapes. The dogs from overseas.
Yeah.
Fucking Stockton.
No, it should be pretty exciting though. I'm pretty keen for it.
So yeah,
doing like I guess at least 300 seaters each night should be pretty fun. So
a bit
more than I'm used to. I mean, I did 4 in Sydney the other night. So
yeah. Nice.
Yeah, fuck.
I haven't forgot where I am.
$10 a head.
I don't even know what it cost.
Well, did you get paid $40?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought you were talking about how much it cost them to get in.
Yeah.
What gig was that?
Cub Comedy. So it was run by a guy called Chris Knight, who I met when I went down for Raw.
Yeah.
And, we just kind of kept in touch and, you know, giving each other a bit of work here and there. But as much as it was four, it was, like, a really fun four guys left over. So it was, like, it was actually a lot of fun. It was, like, it sounds awful, but it was, like, you could just be conversationally funny with them and whatnot. So it was really,
it was really cool.
And it was ironic because, you were talking about with Chris the other week about me in Sydney, and it was like, it's not that I eat shit in Sydney, it's that they won't book me in Sydney. Whenever I go to Sydney, other than when I opened for Elderfield, no, not open for Elderfield, worked with Elderfield, I've actually done pretty well.
Yeah.
But I woke up and three out of the four guys were following me on Instagram, so I'm like, all right, sweet. But
that's
a fucking really good hit rate, man.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that. But yeah, I go all right down there, but I just, no one wants to fucking... No one wants to book me. That's the problem. So
it's hard, man, unless you're living there.
And ironically,
that's what comedy's like. Like, you know, if you're fucking rubbing shoulders with the people that are like there doing it, they'll put you on.
Yeah. And ironically, the room only who was like telling me that they were talking shit, I won't say his name because I don't want to throw him under the bus. But yeah, the one who was saying like all these room runners are like, you know, talking shit, going, this guy sucks, you know, he's a cunt, fucking this and that. He was like, he goes, oh, Sydney's run by gay dudes and women. And he goes, and like, you know, you're just going to upset them.
Hmm.
And, like, yeah, this one guy who keeps booking me in Sydney is a gay dude, and, like, these guys the other night were all gay guys, and, like, I opened for another week to a crowd of, like, you know, I don't know, 30, 40, you know, at the Fringe Festival, and I had all these gay guys coming up to me afterwards being like, that was fucking great, man. I'm like, sweet. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So all the people I'm being told that I will offend, they're like, no, you're a good dude. Like, so.
Who was the room runner? We'll beep it out.
You'll beep it out?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, fuck, I thought he was all right. Oh, that's right. You had a beef with him.
No, it wasn't so much we had beef.
Didn't you write something and he commented on it or something?
Oh, well, he called me a red flag because I opened for Butsy.
Oh, okay.
And so I... fuckhead.
So dumb.
And so I...
Fuck. I opened for Akmal. Does that make me a terrorist?
Yeah. And I don't think I actually responded to that. I think he messaged me privately after that.
Right.
And then through private, like, we were like, basically just talking back and forth. And he kind of said, look, I don't think my room's the crowd for you. He kind of said, like, if you really want to do it, I'll get you on at some point.
Yeah.
But I said, look, mate, if you don't think I'm right for it, that's fine. Like, that, enough, I'll take that as a thing, but, like, don't just call me a red flag because I've worked with someone. Like,
Yeah,
so
that's retarded.
And then from there, we're just talking about, talking about shit. And he kind of showed me screenshots of people sending shit between themselves about me and whatnot. Like, just being like, nah, not this guy. This guy's not it. Fucking, so I was like, that's when I was just officially like, fuck Sydney. These guys could go fuck themselves. Yeah. I'll do my own thing.
All right, we'll get back to the pod. Welcome back, Ben, not it, McLennan.
I was all still part of the pod. I'm not it.
Yeah.
That ain't it. What I should call my first fucking special, that ain't it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're crushing.
I've been on a tear lately.
Yeah, every fucking show, dude.
You've been blowing roofs off wherever you go. It's been fucking good to watch.
Except with the two ladies in the front row last night. They hated me.
Oh, you always have the two oldies in the front row.
Yeah, two old birds with fucking dyke haircuts. So I don't think they were dykes. I think they just got to the point where they're like, no longer have the ability to maintain hair. But
they're not dykes, but the only people that'll fuck them are them. So
yeah.
Like, you know what?
But it sucks now because, like, if there was someone who you didn't like before, like, now I'm handing out my cards at the thing. I've got to see them as they go past. I'm like, hey. And they're like, yep. Can't even bother. I didn't even go to them. I'm just like, but you still got to look at them and be like, I know how you feel.
That was the other night here, last Sunday, when I opened for Barnett. And there was like older couple, like man and woman in the front. And like, I watched the tape back and just like everyone's hosing themselves. And she's just sitting there in the front, just like, just fucking hating life. I was looking at her and I'm delivering bits to her because I'm just like, fuck you.
Yeah. I've got a few smiles and whatnot out of them here and there, but for the most part, they're just like, nah.
Yeah.
They're like, this guy ain't here. I'm like, you guys from Sydney? Like, what's going on?
Dude.
I've been pretty stoked lately, but it's all shit on A Work though as well, which is a shit thing. Like,
yeah, I've been on the writer's block fucking thing as well, pretty much.
It must be going around, man, because I've got a few ideas, or I've been trying to like go back and hone some bits where I'm like, they work, but I feel like I could get more off it, and I just not getting it. Maybe I was a better comedian.
I had fun at the open mic the other night when I was asking people what their favourite sports team was, and then Israel or Palestine. That's the follow-up. So I set it up like, I hate it when comics get up here and they're all political. Let's talk about sports.
Yeah.
And then the crowd were like, hey, mate, what's your favourite sports team? Israel or Palestine? That's the best thing I've thought of in like a month.
Oh, you gave me a killer fucking punchline as well.
Oh, I've been fixing bits,
yeah.
Fixing everyone else's.
Yeah. Fucking. Do you want to go through my notes and just unfuck every one of my jokes I've written for the last 6 weeks?
Yeah.
The joke doctor of Newcastle.
Yeah. I was been reading this book called Never Split the Difference by an FBI negotiator.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking great book. If you're into like really good books, like, this is a fucking great book. It gives you so many tips on just how to, like...
Mitch hasn't paid for dinner in months.
I just, like, stand there for an hour straight asking them open-ended questions. They're like, just leave, all right? It's all good. Been using it at work and stuff. It's great. People are like, holy fuck, you're really good at dealing with difficult customers. I'm like, yeah, it's called FBI negotiation tactics. It's great. It works on everyone. So, yeah, read a bit about, like, that. And Ethan's like, yeah, he just gave me the punchline. He's like, I had an argument with my wife about what we're going to have for dinner. So I just waterboarded her. got a huge pop. I was like, fuck. It's like way better. I read like three paragraphs on that joke. It was all shit.
Did you say anything about how you've been practicing FBI negotiations before?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't just go like, so I waterboarded my wife the other night. I pissed on her, that's all. Yeah.
Gave her the R. Kelly treatment.
Yeah.
I'm glad I went well on Tuesday because I fucking ate shit on the Friday before, big time.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Fucking eat shit on the showcase. And
crush it wasn't even a Friday, it was a Saturday, sorry. So the big show.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hated me. Like, yeah, it's It's what happens.
Allegedly, that crowd was full of cunts, so.
Nah.
And that's allegedly wasn't. From me.
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
Yeah. It was just they just fucking hated me. There was like, there's no excuses.
You get that sometimes, dude.
You just fucking bomb. It sucks that it's happened twice in a row, but.
It'll happen.
It's part of the game, man. Like, that's the shit thing about comedy. Like, you know, people see, can just so easily see your worst. Whereas, like, you know, music, no one watches people like practicing songs in their garage or fucking, no band comes and be like, we're going to try to write a song now. Like, you know, like, and you just watch them like, this guy suck, you know?
But
you just see the polished product at the end. No one sees all the fucking practice that goes into it. Yeah. Whereas, like, comedy, the only way to practice it is to get up and be like, guys, this could suck.
Yeah.
Like, and most of the time, it does.
Yeah.
But then it turns into something eventually where it doesn't suck, but.
Yeah. I just, like, I sort of had him at the start, and then I was getting heckled by this cunt. It was my fault. I engaged with him. Like, I had I've got a joke about concreters, and he was a concreter. So I was like, try to do a little bit of crowd work. I didn't do a joke about it. He just kept yelling out. And, like, threw me off my rhythm. And then, like, each joke just got less and less laughter.
Yeah, right.
To the point where.
Did you shit on him or?
No, I just called him a dickhead. I was like, all right, shut up, dickhead. So the crowd laughed at that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sweet. But, yeah, just Amish didn't land at the end at all. And I was like, fuck.
Should have just fucking teed off on him.
You fucking cunts.
Yeah.
No, like in a funny way, though.
No.
Not just actual hurl abuse.
Yeah.
Like, I'd eat some fun with that Sheila at the front. I was like, just not so much heckling, but like interrupting the whole night the other week. I had so much fun just shitting on her constantly throughout the night. Like,
shit. Is that the one you told to sit on your face? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one I told her. Yeah, I was like, what was it? I was heaps happy with this line. I was like, oh, if we were fucking, I'd spit on you, but it wouldn't be for lube. It's just because you disgust me.
Yeah, you were fucking into it, man.
I'm glad I filmed all my sets because I'm like, I know I said something about spitting on her, and I watched the back and went, yes, yes, well done, Ben.
A little pat
on the back, a little pull of the dick. You know, like,
yeah.
Me, you know, fucking.
Yeah.
No, it was fine. It's easy on women too. You can so, they're so vulnerable.
Oh, I don't know. Some people struggle with women, but not you.
No. I'm for the throat if they say anything. So, like,
you're married with two kids. You have no problem with. Like, I'm done with women.
I don't give a. That's the best thing about being married, man. Is like, I don't give a fuck what any women think of me anymore. It's like, nah, I've got one. I don't. You guys are all irrelevant to me. Like, I do not give a fuck what you think.
I'm just like, I can't believe you saying it as I'm watching it. I'm like, holy fucking shit, man. And it's killing. And I'm like, thank God. Because if it wasn't, if you said that line and no one laughed, just the whole crowd's like, and you're like, oh no.
I felt bad last night. I was doing a little bit of crowd work. I say, like, you know, what do you hate most about being a parent? And there's this fat Sheila at the front. And, like, from the moment I got up there, she just started laughing about,
fat
like...
Sheila.
Yeah, what? Is that not what she is?
Was she not fat? Was she not a Sheila?
That just got me for some reason. I don't know, I'm tired, man.
All right, well, fair enough. There's this fat Sheila at the front. And, like, from the moment I got up there, so she laughed at fucking something, like, hysterically. And I don't know what it was. Like, I kind of just said, like, you know, basically hello. Like, you know. So I don't know whether she was still laughing at Elliot or whatnot, but anyway, she was in a good mood.
And I'll fix that.
Not for long, by the sounds
of it. And I said, like, you know, what do you eat most? She goes, oh, my kids eat all my food. And I was like, well... Not all of it. I was like, it looks like you're getting some. And that was the only time I've ever said anything to anyone, and I kind of felt bad afterwards.
Friendly fire, you attacked one of the fats.
And so I did like a self-deprecating joke where I was like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking numb. Because I was like, no, I'm like, my BMI is under control as well. Like, you know, my mum said not to get the vaccine because I could have a heart attack. Like, could be on the cards anyway. Like, I said, stuck that one and like softened the blow a bit. But
yeah.
I was like, oh, even I felt a little bit bad about that, but it just came out. I was like, well, not all of it.
Telling it how it
is. But she took it really well. Like, she laughed and was like, yeah. I think she I kind of started making fun of myself for being fat, but I think she was like trying to say like you're a fatty too, and I was like, no, I'm already going to beat you to this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just because like she was like being heaps friendly, and I just kind of accidentally just completely nailed her. Shit all over her. I was like, oh fuck.
Was that off the top too?
Like, pretty much.
Yeah, fuck.
Pretty much, like it was in like the first minute.
Oh dear.
But yeah, fortunately didn't derail the rest of the set, so fucking.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, man, I don't know, it just comes to you and you just say it.
Yeah. It's like, fuck. That's why I immediately just started like making fun of myself. Yeah. I was like, because she wasn't being a cunt or anything, and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have made. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that to her. Like, it was a cunnish thing to do, but I just kind of went, bam, like,
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no.
It was the funniest thing to say in that situation.
She was, I know, she was friendly, and I felt bad about that one. Yeah. That's the one thing I've ever said on stage that I actually felt bad about. So. But she took it like a champ, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like she takes those Big Macs, you know? like a champ.
Righto. So let's do the gig breakdown.
Oh, fuck.
So Tuesday night, it's a great night. We all did well.
This is the open mic, yeah?
Yeah, except the MC.
He was MC?
Ronan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He did 2 minutes on bathtubs.
Oh,
we love you, Ronan. I'm only joking. But yeah, it was a good night on Tuesday night. Ethan had a fucking packed week this week. Gigs.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. Opening for Akmal.
I did.
From TV.
What's Akmal like?
He's a good dude.
You a good dude?
Yeah. Yeah, he was fine. Just hung out a bit, talked some shit before the show. Got a photo of his skiddies, if you want to see that.
His what?
Skid marks in the dunny.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like,
I didn't know if you meant, like, skid marks in his undies. Or
yeah, I was like, how did you get there? Yeah. Like, hey, you want to see something?
Yeah. Because he went to the toilet before the show, and then, like, I've gone in after for a piss, and there was some fucking brown stains in the bowl, and I was just like, I mean, they could be his, they could not. But am I not going to take a fucking photo of this and fucking show people?
He looks like he'd be a heavy shitter.
He's a little dude. He's probably shorter than Mitch.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I
nearly shit myself in Terrigal the other day.
Of all the places, Terrigal.
Of all the places. I was doing deliveries out in their work ute, and I was like, pulling up this site, and I was really counting on them having a portaloo because I was already on edge, and then there was no portaloo. I went, oh no. Wow. And the owners weren't home, so I went, oh no. So I've unloaded shit as quick as I could, hopped back in the car, and just typed in public toilet in the GPS.
Yeah.
And it took me down to Terrigal Surf Club, whatever it is.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've been there, but the car park's like a teardrop, mm-hmm. and you loop around, and there's like an island in the thick part of the teardrop. And anyway, there was a park on the other side, so I was like looping around, and someone just cut across and parked straight in there.
Oh.
And I'm like, ah! And I saw these other people.
That's a classic Terrigal person thing to do. Like, yeah. Someone's going to steal a park. It's someone from Terrigal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking cunts.
Oh, my God.
I saw this park open, well, these people getting ready to leave, so I'm like waiting for them, and they're taking forever. I'm like, just bobbing up and down in the car, and then I finally park it, and I've like got to try, like, waddle sprint as fast as I can to the toilets. But like, I had to keep stopping and like clenching. And I realized there's this cafe right near the surf house. And at one stage, I'd stopped and I was like, just like trying not to shit myself. Because it wasn't like it was going to be like a log I could just kick out like my shorts. You know, like, I was like, this is going to be like fucking wet. And so I'm waddling along, and every like 10 meters or so, I'm like stopping and like just clench and try. Anyway, I noticed it like at one stage, I was like, nah, this one's it. And I'm like clenching as hard as I can. And once I realized what I was looking at, I was looking straight at this like smoking hot chiller in the cafe, just with a furrowed brow, just like, and I'm just like, oh. And I just watered off. I got in the toilet. There's two stalls and this fucking thing. And I just unleashed hell on it. I'm like, yes. And I looked over, there's no toilet paper. I'm like, fuck. Oh, so no. I spent 20 minutes just trapped in this stall because I was either waiting for someone to not be in there or fucking someone not to be changing out in the thing so I could like waddle next door to the stall. Because I was like, oh, I can't just ask people for like toilet paper and be like, all right, and now I need more. Because I'm like, this isn't going to be like, unless they're going to pass through a roll, like, this is going to take some cleaning. Like.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
So yeah, me and Akbar, we do heavy shits.
That's so funny, man.
I'm just staring straight
every
at this chillers.
Sorry, it's just like fucking hell. It couldn't have gone more wrong for you.
No,
could have. You could have shit yourself, I suppose. But
I felt so relieved. But then I'm like, now I'm stuck in fucking a toilet store. Do I can waddle next door? Like it was fucked.
Oh,
dude.
And that's how I got overtime at work the other day because I was about half an hour late getting back. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Akmal.
Akmal was terrible. Well, Akmal did very well. I didn't. I did like a 5 out of 10, I reckon. Wasn't my greatest work.
No?
It's just fucking so rough, like, opening for, like, his crowd is like...
Are they rowdy?
Oh, there was some rowdy younger cunts in there.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know why they were there. Like
how would they know who Akmal is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything for a long time. I thought he'd have, like, an older crowd.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
It's mostly older crowd.
Yeah, right.
And the same thing. Like, I'm looking in the front row, and it's just, like, older women that are just like, we don't like you. Oh, okay. It's going to go like this, is it?
Yeah.
And then I was just fucking trying all my fucking hits, just getting, like, like,
yeah,
a bit of laughs, but not, like, fucking... Like in here or whatever. We're a bit spoiled in here, I reckon.
Mm.
Just the amount of fucking laughs that you get in here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, just fucking struggling up there fighting for it for like the whole time. Just fucking swinging.
What'd you do, 15, you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a long time when you're eating shit.
Yeah, yeah, it feels like hours.
So fucking long.
Yeah.
But I did it, ended on a laugh, brought him up afterwards. He was like, I'm fucking happy with it. It's great. You did well.
Yeah, nice.
Like, all right, sweet. I guess.
So have you got, like, his contact details? You can fucking follow him on and shit? Like, yeah, or not follow him on, but...
No, give me his number to hit him up if I'm in the up north.
Yeah, because he's up north, isn't he? Yeah.
It's all them gigs up there. He was like, yeah, fucking hit me up if you're ever up this way and I'll fucking sort you out. Sweet.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's an in. That's good to have.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mate, the main thing is as long as he was happy with it. Like,
yeah, that's exactly
if he's happy
right.
with it and it leads to fucking more gigs and it's a contact mate. Well,
yeah.
Fuck
well,
women.
I would fucking take that bullet again. It fucking prepared me pretty well for last night, the Pride gig.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, I was like, I'll host it. Like, I'll be happy to host it because then I can sort of just do crowd work.
Yeah.
Like, fucking talk about the room or whatever and... Do the MC shit and then just start bringing up acts.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, maybe do some bits if people bomb.
So who did host it? Obviously not
a
you.
Drag queen called Beverly. I don't know. She added me on fucking Insta this morning. I was like, Christ, here we fucking go. And then I got added by some other queer comedy page. I'm just like, fuck's sake, I don't want to do any more of these. Like, Jesus Christ.
Ethan Bentley, our queer comic.
Yeah, queer comic.
Like, Newcastle's queer boy.
Yeah. The queer like community likes to say they're inclusive. They're not inclusive of me.
No.
Like, I feel like there's a limit. They're just like, nah, not you, cunt. Like, fucking hell.
I feel like we can tell you're not gay enough to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could be up there sucking a dick. And then go into my bits and then still be like, nah.
No, not enough.
We don't like this type of fucking comedy.
Yeah.
They just don't like that style. Like the fucking...
Yeah, they don't like funny jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they did not. A lot of angry lesbians in the crowd last night, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for women that want to emulate men, they don't really like the fucking funny.
Yeah,
no.
Not our humour, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of just like, what the fuck is this cunt doing?
How many people?
Decent amount. I reckon probably 40. Like,
okay. Where was it at?
40 or 50. Northern Star.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in fucking Beaumont Street.
Sorry, backtrack a bit. What about Akmal? How many for Akmal?
Oh, 120.
That's fucking good.
Yeah. He was like, this is a small night. I'm like, this is a fucking good night. What are you talking about?
So was it like consistent? Oh, sorry, I just want to backtrack to Agma. Was it like consistently like a bit like just chuckles or did you get like some big pops here and there or was it just...
No, nah, I was like, just getting like very low-level chuckles and like you could tell they're just waiting to see him.
Yeah.
Like that was just the feeling of it.
Yeah,
like, they don't give a fuck about me. Like they're not really listening. They're just like, hurry up, can't get out of the way.
So yeah.
Did you acknowledge that at the start of the set?
Yeah. That's the hard part when you're opening. If you don't grab them early.
Yeah.
People just switch off and go, nah, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just wait for the main act. I'll start talking.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And like, I know, I probably could have rolled with it a bit better. There was like one young cunt that when I got up there, he was like sort of heckling. And I fucking was like, oh, someone's had a fucking few before the show.
Yeah.
And then just sort of was like, did MC and stuff like straight away. Because I was like, I need to MC my way into this fucking thing. Because I'm going up cold.
Yeah.
There was like a back announcer of like, please welcome your support act, fucking Ethan.
Yeah.
But yeah, going up cold and then having to open and like MC yourself into it. Yeah, it's pretty fucking, you got to at least a little bit of MCing sort of shit, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just like to explain the show and like why the fuck you're there. Because otherwise they're just like, who is this cunt? This is not who we paid to see.
Do you get like an intro or you just walk out?
Just an intro of like, please welcome to the stage. The Akmal support act, Ethan Bentley.
Okay.
And then it's like, who the fuck is Ethan Bentley?
So when I've opened for Buttsy, he normally has a microphone backstage. Mm. And so he says, like, you know, fucking welcome Ben kind of thing. And then I just kind of, I'm kind of lucky, like, I don't really, so far I haven't had to really MC myself into it. I just kind of, because I guess, like, we've got, I don't know if we've got similar styles, but we've got compatible styles, I'd say.
Yeah.
So, like, I can kind of just go out and start doing what I'm doing. Exactly. And, you know, because Buttsy's introduced me, like, I think they kind of go, oh, like,
Akmal
know, like,
introduced me, but he didn't, like, he just introduced my name.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas, like, with Barnett, he was like, this guy's a local act, fucking.
Yeah, he gave you a little bit of a pump up.
Yeah, gave me just a little bit longer, just a little bit of explanation of, like, why that person's here.
Yeah.
And when they hear it from the voice that they like, they're just like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah, I think that makes a big difference too. Yeah. Just being like, you know, he's not just some, I didn't just find him.
Yeah. Which is literally,
this isn't the janitor.
With the Akmal gig. He was just like, I don't know who this cunt is. I've never seen him before. Hope he does well. Fucking up he goes.
Who organised it for you?
It was through A-List Entertainment.
Yeah.
Because they're his manager. So I just got a call in the morning from him. Going like, the fucking support act that was supposed to do it's dropped out. Do you want to do it? I was like, fuck, I guess.
How'd they
so.
Find you?
Through the club.
Ah, right. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Elliot didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't. I think the same sort of issue, like, just too much of an age discrepancy. Like,
true, yeah.
Elliot in front of old crowds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably could be a bit hit and miss, couldn't it?
He could have done it.
Yeah.
He might have done well.
He might have done.
He probably would have done better than
me, honestly.
Yeah. But
especially the new stuff about his fucking grandma knitting and all that shit.
Yeah.
Might work with them. I don't know.
Yeah, it's about them. It's whether or not they like that.
Yeah.
Or not. I don't know.
They're like, kind of like if you make fun of the fucking young cunts, don't they?
Yeah.
The older people. Like if you're fucking shitting on the new generation, they're like, yeah, those young whippersnappers. You fucking tell them.
Fucking oaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but, back to the gay gig.
Fucking.
I was trying not to say the gay gig, but then you said something. Yeah. Back to the queer sexual comedy.
Pretty fucking gay. Yeah. Ate shit up there for a solid 12 minutes, I think, before I got off. And I was just like,
You're getting decent length sets, though.
Yeah.
How long did you get for Barnett?
I only did like 7.
Okay. Well, that's not too, that's
he said,
not too
he said like, do like 7 or 10. And then I saw James give me the light, and I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm done here.
Yeah, 10's a sweet spot, I think.
Yeah.
10's a fun. Good. 10's a fun amount.
10's not a fun amount when you're bombing the lesbians, though.
No. Yeah, yeah.
It was fucking brutal. Yeah. And so they didn't have a stage. You know how Eddie does her, like, tower speaker for the open mic sometimes and it feedbacks like a motherfucker?
Yep.
Yeah, they had one of them going.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
So it's just like... He was like, fuck, I'm standing over this side of the stage then. The floor. There was no fucking stage.
You have a stage. Why didn't she ask you to bring a stage?
I could have brought a stage, yeah. But they didn't ask. But anyway.
Wait, who organised this?
Newcastle Pride.
Oh, okay.
Who were like their own thing.
I mean, they sent you a fucking widescreen poster.
Yeah, I know. No vertical resolution to share on socials, but... fucking. So there was the feedback, no stage. The MC's never MC'd before. She's only done like her fucking drag shit. Like, does like a song where it's like a lip sync going around the crowd, like, look at my tits. fucking sexually harassing people, fucking, oh, my dick.
Nice. Imagine if you did that.
I was like, this is sick. What?
Oh. All you gotta do is put on a dress and you can assault whoever you want.
Like.
And she's like, anyone can grab my tits if they want. I give consent for up top, but not down the bottom. And I'm like, I'm fucking grabbing them tits. Just giant balloons. It's like, holy fuck. So, yeah, gets up, absolutely just fucking bombs. Like, just did not know what they were doing at all, which is
fucking... But did they think they did well?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was wondering if that one of those people were like, that was good.
No, they knew what they were... Crushed it. They knew it wasn't going well. And then did, like, the song thing, and then right after the song, walking around the crowd and doing all that shit, all right, your first act, reads my fucking bio that I sent.
Ah. Oh. Fuck.
You know those bios that you hate to write about yourself?
Yeah.
That make you cringe? That you just put on the poster? Because no one really gives a fuck who reads it.
Yeah.
But read that out. Improv some lines about how, oh, he's only here to get paid. I'm like, I didn't fucking write that shit. What are you doing?
But
now the whole crowd, now the whole crowd just thinks that I'm here to get paid, which I fucking am.
But, yeah. I don't want them to know that.
But I didn't want them to know that. Like, fucking hell. So just buried me and then brought me out, and I'm just like, great. So I've just followed like a drag performance and being buried in my bio.
A drag performance that bombed.
Yeah. To a room full of like...
Angry lesbians.
Angry gay women who are just like, why is there a man here? What the fuck? Like, holy shit. It's one of the hardest gigs I've ever fucking done.
Yeah.
And I was just, just fucking...
But it paid well.
Just plowing through. Just like, fuck. Just hitting them with everything. Tried to fucking make it a little bit better for them. And then, I got to like the 12-minute mark and I was just like, fuck. Like, I've got like... 5 minutes left on the table. I know I can do right now, but it's all like the fuck off, we're full, or like the lesbians in the Bunnings car park. I'm not doing that to a fucking.
you probably should have. Honestly, you probably should have. Just
fucking thrown it down, really. But I was like,
honestly, if nothing else is working, they might go, oh yeah, that's us. Like, you know, you never know. Like,
possibly, but I was like, at this point, this is already fucked. And I've dug quite the hole. And I'm like, I'm bombing. I'm just going to fucking get out of here.
Yeah.
I was like, because I don't want to fucking just be that cunt that's just like, oh, it's going shit for me, so I'm going to fuck the night for everyone else.
Yeah.
By just fucking swinging like I'm the first act. And I was like, I did get some laughs. It wasn't like complete fucking bomb the whole way through. I was like, get a few chuckles. I was like, yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Maybe I just read things badly, but I'm surprised, like, I don't know, I feel like your comedy, like, doesn't have a specific targeted audience. I feel like it's pretty relatable to a wide range of people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like I said, I could just be fucking completely misreading it wrong. Like, I don't think you're, I wouldn't say you're offensive by any means. I wouldn't say, like, it comes across as, like, your personal beliefs or anything like that. Because most of your stuff's like, it's like a social commentary and then you kind of twist it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like you say, like, you know, you bring up the fuck off your fool, you talk about, like, you know, basically you're not saying like you're
here's racist.
Here's the stereotype and then you kind of twist it. And you do that a lot of things. So it's not like, you know, I'm a fucking racist and then I felt like fucking this. Like, you're not trying to paint it out like you're racist and then turn it to be like, oh, actually I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of like, here's the stereotype. You know, like, and then twisted or something like that. Like, and then, like, you just got stuff like, you know, your dad getting the camera up the bum, which is just hilarious and whatnot. But
that's the thing, like, they don't give you the time of day to listen to the twist of it.
Yeah.
It's like, you've already said, like, the part that they don't like.
And but then, that's the thing, though. Like, I kind of just go, like, what's the part you don't like? Like, you know, like, it's just a social commentary. You're like, look at the way society is. Not, and you're like, oh, I'm like this, and, you know.
Yeah.
You're not digging yourself a hole and trying to get out of it and then not giving you time to get out of it. Like, I don't know. It throws me when people, like, don't get around you a bit. Like, me and you are a bit different. Like, you know, like, we're a bit like, well, we've fucking dug a hole now. Let's get the fuck out of here. But, I don't know. It just surprised me when yours doesn't go, like, when people just don't want to fucking give you the time.
It's just the way it is, man. Like, fuck. I don't know if it's stage presence and I, like, need to fucking grab them by the balls a bit more and just be like, come on.
Yeah, but you can, it's hard to be like, if you're not naturally like, rah, you know.
Yeah,
bit,
yeah.
Like, if you go up there and start doing that, then you're going to look like a retard because it's not your style.
Yeah.
It's not going to look authentic. It's not going to look real. Like, like I'm probably a bit of, you know, I'm not a bit, I probably am a higher energy kind of comic kind of thing. But at the same time, if I like, if you try to do that, it might not seem sincere. It might not, like, everyone's got their style. And once you find your style, like, that's what you got to stick with. And if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. Like, the benefit of being, like, a bit more high energy is, like, you can kind of punch them in the face a bit more. Like, it's, I guess it, they won't bore because you're just constantly at them. Like,
yeah.
Whereas if you're, like, you know, if you're dry comics, you know, like, if it's not going well, it's fucking, I reckon it'd be really a lot harder to get it back. Like, you know,
there's
like,
no other gears. Like, and then when it's not going well, your only way to get out of that is like, look at these funny observations I have, and they're like, yeah, we don't really want to fucking listen to them.
Yeah.
So then you're like, you're fucked. There's,
yeah, dude, crowds, crowds at the moment, like it's fucking last Friday, Saturday when I bombed. It's like I know exactly when the crowd turned. It was I said the word poof.
Great word.
I said the. I was like, yeah, concrete is going to call me a poof. And it was the most flamboyant fucking gay comic in Australia. Who I've met, who I've met and is an absolutely lovely bloke. He hosted for the 1% club that I went on.
Right.
He was like hosting. He was doing like the, he's like the crowd fluffer in between all his takes and stuff like that.
Was this Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay, cool. Because well, I was like, I'm pretty sure I was on the Friday, and I don't.
Yeah.
Remember.
So I said the word "poof," and the entire crowd just went "whoa," quiet, and I was like, "whoa."
Oh, so they're okay with segregation, but not fucking saying the word "poof."
I was like,
"Oh, there's one of them in the room."
Yeah. I was like,
because allegedly this crowd was heaps in the segregation. Allegedly, from me again.
Yeah. I was just like,
I think everyone in this crowd is the worst person.
Yeah. Yeah. I just acknowledged it. I was like, "Ooh." Got weird in here, didn't it? Mm-hmm. And then they laughed. And then, like, I went on, got some more jokes, and then bombed again. And I was like, fuck. All right. Like, there's nothing you can do in that instance. It was probably my delivery. I think
you're in
a
lube spot too, though, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always put me there.
Was the crowd warm from the MC?
Yeah. Yeah. Because look, I'm not gonna blame the crowd. I refuse to blame the crowd.
No. Like, I will. I'm just. I'm not blaming the crowd.
Every other comic that night crashed.
No. I'm not blaming the crowd. But I'm just kind of asking, like, you know, was it set up for you or not? Like, because Ethan had a similar thing the night before. Like, don't get me wrong, he did fine.
Yeah.
But he had to work for it.
Yeah.
Where everyone did well, but Ethan had to work. That was the difference.
It was a.
Everyone kind of coasted from there.
Yeah.
But Ethan had to set. You know, because it wasn't. Or wasn't ready yet.
Yeah, it was definitely a change of gears. It was a change of gears from hey to oh, how you going? Like I've got a wife who shits herself. Good. So like there's probably a little bit of that, like, but look, I'll fucking own it. I haven't had the wherewithal to listen back to it yet.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be rough.
At the end of the day, you can never you can never blame the crowds. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like it's on you whether you get them or not, or whether you can adapt to it. But
yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just not your fucking crowd. Like.
Yeah, exactly. I was fucking just that post-bomb drive home where I was just like, listen to music and then just be like,
hello,
fuck!
Darkness, my old friend.
Just, dude, there was those thoughts going through my mind. Like, fuck, I just want to drive into a pole right now. It's like, it's not like I wanted to hurt myself or anything, but it was like that feeling, like you can't get away from it. You want to literally crawl out of your own fucking skin.
Mm.
Like, you can't get away from it. It's such an uncomfortable feeling when you've bombed that night.
It's awful.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck, man, all right. And then I was like, I'll be all right tomorrow. I've just got to get through this. But, yeah, just whole night home. Like, just fuck. Like, it was the worst. Oh, man, even thinking about it now.
I was like that on Wednesday, but after last night, like, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I got paid to go to work. Yeah, that's what exactly. It felt like going to work. It was like, I'm not having fun up here.
Yeah.
This is work.
Yeah, but it was a good, it was a good pay.
Yeah.
Good pay.
Fucking hope it was a good pay.
That's fine. Yeah. Oh, that was very funny at the end of the fucking show. The drag queen gets up and like goes, thanks to Coles and Westrack for sponsoring this event. And I'm like, I don't feel bad about getting paid at all anymore.
Fuck no. Dude, you should have got paid more. Yeah. Westrack.
Yeah.
They're worth a couple of $1 billion.
Yeah.
Those cunts.
They're really pandering, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, it might have been Westpac, not track. I don't know.
Either way.
Fucking, yeah, big money sponsoring the event. And I was like, I kind of feel bad. Like, I didn't really do
it. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm pissed off with how much they paid you now.
No, that was a fair amount. That's what I wanted. That's what I asked. So.
Yeah. Yeah, next time ask who's sponsoring it.
Yeah.
Like, who's sponsoring it?
Well, now that I know.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, well, if you want me to come back, it's going to be more.
They probably won't have you back.
Probably not after that.
But they can probably get Ben McLennan.
Yeah.
He's been.
I was literally just thinking, how can I weasel into this?
Oh. And then after my set, the MC fucking shit on me. It was like, well, that wasn't very good, was it? And then just proceeded to eat dicks for the next couple of minutes.
Did you say anything when they came off? Like, that would get for you.
What the fuck would they add you on Instagram then after they've shit on you?
Oh, because I was nice to them afterwards. I was like, I know it's hard. You did it. You got through it. I was impressed. Like, it is difficult. Like, never having MC'd a show before and you're a drag queen and now you've got to do comedy.
Yeah.
And
I guess as well, like you said, like they'll be going out in the crowd and whatnot and it's like mainly lesbians and they're like, where's my dick? Like, and they're like, well, no, we don't want that.
Yeah, she's kind of the enemy.
Yeah. It's like a sheep in wolf's clothing. Yeah, dude. Wolf in sheep's clothing, fucking retard. Oh, fuck that up. Fuck, I'm good at switching things around when I go to use like phrases.
Dude, I was doing that so much. I had it in my head with one of my taglines for the Amish bit.
Yeah.
It's like, even the orphanage had Wi-Fi. I kept saying, even the Wi-Fi had orphanage. I'm like, fuck. It was like a tick in my head.
Wi-Fi had orphanage.
Yeah, so every time I go to say it now, it's like a momentary, like, oh, fuck, am I going to do it again? And I get through it.
Yeah. Oh, and shout out to Brooke and Eddie, who actually fucking did pretty good on that show after the break.
Of course.
People had had more drinks and it was very funny to watch Eddie do like her crowd work, like hitting on dudes. And it's like, this guy's obviously gay.
Yeah.
She's just trying to be like, you fucking want it. Eddie, he does not want it.
Why was she there? She's not queer. You're gayer than Eddie.
Yeah, but she's also funny.
Yeah, like, she's funny as fuck. Yeah.
You're like, was she headlining?
No, Brooke headlined and fucking demolished.
Yeah, I knew she would.
Yeah. Yeah, Maddie was like, she was born for it. And I was like, well, I don't know. That's arguable.
Yeah.
Was she born with it or was it an acquired taste?
Was it? I wasn't.
That's what I'm trying to do with that fucking joke, that fucking taste in food joke. Like, your sexuality is like your taste in food. I still can't fucking write it. I'm retarded. But there's something there.
It's like those foods where they're like, oh, yeah, if you just have it enough, you'll acquire a taste for it. Like, why do I want to? Like,
dick is an acquired taste.
Dick's like beer.
Yeah.
You know, you get used to it eventually.
But Eddie's got that joke about her pussy being an acquired taste and, like, how it, it's like beer. Most dudes will fucking, something about it, like, oh, fuck, I'm tired. Tastes like piss, but they'll never admit it, or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a pussy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck that. Sorry, Eddie. I swear it's funny when she does it.
Yeah. But she's,
So, like, that's already a thing. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah. What's another angle?
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. Because I was going to do something like that about it on there. But I did the fucking hand job helpful fella thing.
To that
off
land?
The top, yeah, that kind of landed.
Yeah, you should have left that for your closer, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
You had to prove you're gay, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, I'm first, and I look like this. Like,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, especially if you go into open the material with like your missus about you having missus and her going to Europe and all that material.
Should have just faked a lisp.
Yeah,
that would have done it.
Hi. Have you heard
he's,
it?
He's got so many cocks in his mouth, it's fucked up the way he talks. It's like one of those chipmunks with the big cheeks, but they're just full of cum still.
Fucking hell, man.
Have you heard that?
Is that chipmunks or is that some other animal?
Squirrels. Yeah. I don't know.
One of those fucking gay animals that eat nuts.
Gay dudes will wake up from fucking like anesthesia and just do the regular voice. Like they won't do the fucking. I was like, oh, what happened?
That's my least favorite thing about gay dudes. Like, actually, it's the only thing that annoys me. So when they just oversell that voice. Like, can you just not?
Yeah.
Like, fucking, annoying. I don't care. But that's just fucking annoying. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like a cultural thing. It's fucking. I thought it wasn't okay to do accents. And then you're just doing a fucking.
Yeah, I went to school with a guy who was not gay in high school, like not out of the closet, but had that voice.
And you're like, dude, you're gay.
Yeah. Yeah, he turned out to be gay. Like, he was.
No shit.
Yeah, it's great. But he naturally had that voice.
Yeah, right.
But imagine if you didn't. You'd be like, yeah, hello, how's it going? And then one day, it's, hey!
Yeah.
I think a lot of them do, man. Like, they just put it on.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, when I was early 20s, I knew this gay couple, and the twinky, like, feminine one used to sound like that. And then his boyfriend was just like, yeah, what's up, regular fucking dude.
Yeah.
But then after hanging around with him for so long, he started picking up on it.
Yeah.
And started like doing a bit of the voice.
Oh, it's like when you go to England, you pick up the accent.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or Japan.
Hello. Ohayou gozaimasu. Would you like a hand of medu?
Look at him.
It's not an episode unless we do an accent.
Accents are the best.
All right, we better fucking call it there, boys, because we got a busy day ahead of us and the club's got to show at 5:30.
Is it already time?
Just about,
5 minutes left.
Yeah.
Called it. He's done.
Yeah.
He's over it.
Well, not over it, but...
I'll tell you this one thing I did want to bring up that I thought this is... I don't know if you guys have seen this. I saw this clip the other day. It's like the coldest... like revenge I've ever seen. Like,
yeah.
So there's this clip this guy put up. He's got tattoos all over his face and whatnot, and he's a recovering drug addict.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how he's getting over it and whatnot. And someone in the comments has wrote like, "Oh, I wish you'd get back on it so you'd OD or something like that."
Oh yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I haven't seen it. I thought this was so good because old mate's gone and looked at like he's gone to this guy's profile who left this comment. And he scrolled down a bit, and anyway, there's this photo of this guy's dad on oxygen, and it was like the last photo of his dad before he died.
Oh,
so he's taken this, and he's got it tattooed on him with the Grim Reaper behind him. And then he sent it to old mate, a tattoo of this guy's like the last photo of his dad alive with the fucking Grim Reaper behind him.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking sent it to him. I was like, man, that is fucking cold. That's ice in your blood's fucking revenge. Yeah. I was like, that's fucking great.
Also,
like,
fuck that cunt. I'm sick of those people online just saying that shit. Just being like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Who do you think you are? You wouldn't say it in person.
No.
You wouldn't say it in person. Absolutely. So why say it online?
Because there's no repercussions.
Fucking too much
until
time.
Now.
Until
now.
Yeah, until now.
Until someone gets a tattoo of your dead dad. I was like, yes.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Well, there's one last thing I want to bring up too. It's don't watch the movie called The Road Dog. It's a Stanhope movie. Like, Doug Stanhope's in it.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch it. I think it's by the directors of, like, Meet the Parents or something. It's fucking terrible. It's
incredibly bad. Is that the one you were trying to
get a hold of? Doug Stanhope sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's made me hate Stanhope a little bit. I didn't think it was possible.
Damn.
He's a good dude. And his stand-up's fucking amazing. But this movie...
But his movies aren't.
This movie fucking ate so many dicks. It was... so fucked. It did have one funny scene that me and Adam were laughing at, though. And it's he goes backstage, like back to the green room of like this big, like comic who's like doing well. And like the Road Dog or whatever his name is. Like, he's this old fucking comic that's been doing it for like 30 years or whatever.
Sure.
And he brought this guy up, and now he's surpassed him and is now like killing. And
Hold on, Stanhope surpassed him or?
No, the guy that Stanhope brought up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So Stanhope's the Road Dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Whatever his character name is, I can't remember. But anyway, this guy's bigger than him now. And so he's like, oh, Jimmy, and like brings him backstage. I haven't seen you in ages. How are you going? And he brings his son and his son's mate, who's also like an open mic comic, like backstage. And then they're just standing there like chatting to like this huge comedy, and the both are open micers are just like, oh yeah, we're like massive fans and shit. And Stanhope's just like giving him crap, just being like, you're fucking sold out and shit. And he's like, yeah, I cry about it in my jacuzzi and
yeah,
all this shit. He's like, that dude's afraid of success and all this shit, like all the fucking hack things. But the funny moment is that they're standing there. He's like introduces his son, who's one of the open micers, and he's like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm a big fan. And then the other open mic comic just goes, hi, I'm Spike. It's just so awkward. It's just perfect. It's like, so it has like little moments like that where we're just hosing ourselves laughing, but like the 90% of it is fucking garbage.
But Ronan loves the whole thing?
No. No, right. We're all like that.
I feel like he would.
That was fucking shit. Nah, even Roden didn't like it. It was like, that was fucked.
He likes things that aren't funny.
Yeah, there was like this. It may become like a cult thing of like, that's how bad it was. It might be good.
Wow.
In like 10 years, but it was so fucking bad. There's like this one scene of like, he's like, oh, I'm a booze fucking riddled road comic, and he's like meets up with this woman who he hasn't seen in 20 years and ghosted, and she just lets him back into the house for some reason.
Yeah.
And then he's like gets with her, and then he's like, oh, I've got to give up the booze, and then he like pours it down the sink, and he's just like, come on, man. Like, this is fucking
The one night stand now, you're like, I've got to change my life around.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Now I want to watch it.
Yeah, you can hate watch it if you want. There's a couple of moments that are, yeah, they're in the car, and he's like, yeah, I took a year off college to become a professional stand-up. And he's like, yeah, you should do it. Yeah, you'll be sweet.
All right. Gigs to plug. What do you got, Ben?
Oh, I think I'm only here next Friday, fucking, which is, I don't know when this will come in time for it, but other than that, I'm just fucking opening for Butty. That's all I got. What other than a private gig. So Dubbo on the 16th of November, Forbes on the 17th, Bathurst on the 18th, and then Woi Woi on the 25th. Dude. Fucking hell, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Good shit, man.
Back to Dubbo.
Haven't been there since the Fringe Festival when our Awake headline opened for us.
Yeah.
Like, why is everyone so fucking miserable here? So,
we should go back.
I'm planning on... Well, that's my goal for next year, is I want to try and get gigs out of town, and I'm just going to be like, I'll take tickets, and I'll just risk it kind of thing. So,
establishing bars.
Let's not go during Fringe.
Yeah, no, let's go outside. It
doesn't make any sense to fucking, what do they do? Put your name in a fucking book that no one reads and charge you for the privilege?
Yeah, no.
You're a guy that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, and you got to follow some fucking loser talking about Nerdsville track.
I'd rather just go do my own thing. So
yeah,
but
Wake.
Yeah,
couldn't have got any worse.
Yeah, let's compete with 20 other shows.
Yeah,
or go outside of Fringe and be the only show.
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty much. So yeah, that's all my goal is. Like next year, I'm just going to hit up pubs and clubs. I'm probably just going to ring them though, so you can't ignore me.
Yeah.
So and be like, what do you want to do? Like, you know, what. I'll maybe pay like a small room fee if I have to, like, you know, maybe 200 or something like that. I'll leave it at that. But
I don't think they'd even charge you, man. If you're coming out there, they'll probably be happy to have you.
Yeah. Well, that, I'm going to, leave that one off the table at first. Be like, you've got a room.
Yeah.
You know, can I have it? And you guys have, bar sales.
Fucking going on out there.
Yeah.
They're not
going
to charge you for it.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
But yeah, and take maybe, like, you know, one, maybe two, if we need it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
People out with me if they're keen and they're happy to go in on the premise that fuck, we could lose money or we could make money, like, you know. But that's my goal for next year. I mean, Bradford opened up my eyes to how much you can make if you fucking sell shit. Like, like if I had a book less comics, I could have made a fucking absolute mozza. I mean, I still did well, don't get me wrong, but fucking, I was like, well, you know what? If I take the risk out of it of not having to pay $1,000 to have a comics up front.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm sweet.
And you can put even half of that to advertising.
Exactly right. Fucking, so,
If you put $500 behind Facebook posts and shit in the fucking area, and you've got like Buttsy does with his Dubbo video, and then just chucks money at that, and then it's just fucking hammering everyone in Dubbo for like a month leading up to it.
Yeah, so all the places I'm going with Buttsy, because I'm going to be handing out these cards and trying to get a bit of a following there.
Yeah,
that's I'm going to target them as well. But then I'm going to try like Tamworth, Farmerdale, Foster, fucking just wherever I can think of, wherever it says yes, really. So I'm going. I want to try. I probably won't hit this, but I want to try once a month, just get out of town and have something going on. But we'll see. So,
fucking nice.
That's the goal. It probably won't be once a month. It'll probably be fucking more because I have to, you got to promo it and all that kind of shit. But I don't know. That's the goal going forward. But at the moment, I'm doing Buttsy shit and whatever dates they've given me here, and I'll get that fucking private one for the real estate agent.
Yeah.
Fucking, that was pretty funny, actually. I rang him up. And I was like, because, you did private gig, I was like, what's not cool?
Yeah.
And I rang him and said, what's the deal? What's the show? This and that. I said, all right, what's not cool? Like, what, because I don't want to upset anyone on purpose. Like, is there anything I can't talk about? And he goes, oh, no, everyone's pretty cool. There's nothing. Can you make a midget joke?
Can you?
And I was like, although I don't have any midget materials. He's like, damn. Because it's like a real estate / support workers thing.
Yeah.
It's like, there's just one person here who's terrified of midgets, and that would have been really cool. I was like, dude, I'll try to write some midget jokes for you. He's like, all right, sweet. He goes, look, if I think of anything, I'll let you know. But he goes, for the most part, he's like, I'm happy for you to push the envelope. I'm like, all right, sweet. So,
all right. Sick. Well, they're fucking in for it. All right. Ethan, when's our next Show Us Your Bits?
Oh, 8th of November.
8th of November, here at the Newcastle Comedy Club.
Yep.
7 p.m.
Come on down to that. Yeah, 7 p.m. doors.
Yep. Sweet. You can catch us at 24th of November for the Movember Showcase at the Stag and Hunter Hotel, yearly showcase.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a fucking cracker of a show. Newcastle's best comedians.
Who will quit comedy this year? it normally retires one.
Yes, yeah. We've got a few
candidates.
Yeah. We'll see.
It is probably good for their mental health though.
Broden. It's gonna be Broden.
Yeah. That'll be hosted by Luke Dillon.
Nice.
So that'll be a good night. And then we've got No Holds Barred on the 18th of November, Saturday, 6:30 PM.
Ooh, Saturday.
Right here. At the Newcastle Comedy Club.
On a Saturday, not Sunday.
Yeah, before the showcase.
Oh, I might try and make that.
Yeah, if you want a spot.
No, I'll just come watch.
Do you want to do a spot?
I'll get back to you. Oh, hold on, what date is it?
Well, if you're gonna turn up, if you show up, I'll get you on the bill.
What was the date again, though?
18th.
Of?
November.
Oh, no, I'm in Bathurst. Don't worry.
Never mind, then.
Don't worry.
All right.
Let's fucking end it.
Yep, that's us. Catch us here.
Suck me off, people.
Yeah. Check out the Newcastle Comedy Club. If you're looking to book shows, do solos and everything like that. Also, hit up the boys.
The boys.
Yep. Love yous. Bye.